This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa was re-elected on Sunday with 61.6% of the vote, according to partial results covering 98% of constituencies. Socialist challenger Ana Gomes came in second with 12.24% of the vote. In third place was the far-right candidate Andre Ventura, who had 11.9% of the vote in partial results. And want to go once again, those partial results cover 98% of the constituencies in Portugal. The head of state in Portugal has no legislative powers, which lie with parliament and the government, but is an influential voice in the running of the country. Tens of thousands of supporters of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny thronged the streets of Russia on Saturday, defying warnings from authorities that those attending faced police arrest and additional health risks because of the coronavirus. The protests were called by Navalny after the opposition leader was jailed upon his return to Russia last weekend from Germany. He'd been in medical care in Berlin to recover from a poisoning attack that nearly took his life in August. Independent monitoring group OVD Info reported about 3,200 arrests as of Saturday night. They included Navalny's wife, Yulia. Several dozen journalists were also detained. Yulia Navalnaya confirmed her arrest in Moscow in an Instagram post created from inside a police van. Thousands of Navalny's supporters protested in the streets of more than 60 Russian cities on Saturday. They demanded Navalny's immediate release. Police have declared those protests illegal. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in his first directive since taking office, has given his senior leaders 2 weeks to send him reports on sexual assault prevention programs in the U.S. military and an assessment of what has worked and what hasn't. Austin's memo went out Saturday. It fulfills a commitment he made to senators last week during confirmation hearings. He had vowed to immediately address the problems of sexual assault and harassment in the ranks. Multiple senators demanded to know what Austin planned to do about the longstanding problem. Reports of sexual assaults have steadily gone up since 2006, according to department reports, including a 13% jump in 2018 and a 3% increase in 2019. Tensions remain high after violent clashes broke out between local Kurdish security forces and Syrian government troops in a strategic city in northeastern Syria. Fighting between the two sides erupted Saturday after a government-backed militia group opened fire on a post controlled by Kurdish forces in the city of Kashmili. Local news media reported that development. Kurdish security forces responded to the attack and deployed additional reinforcements to the area, and that's according to a local source who spoke to VOA. The security force accused of starting the clashes is a paramilitary force that has been instrumental in the Syrian conflict. Several of its commanders have been sanctioned by the United States for their role in persecuting civilians in the war-ravaged country. The U.S. government's effort to vaccinate millions of Americans against the coronavirus pandemic is lagging. That's according to new health officials in President Joe Biden's administration. But they held out hope that the campaign to curb the virus will markedly improve within 3 months. President Biden has set a goal of administering 100 million vaccination shots in his first 100 days in office. Last week, he signed orders to ramp up the production of more doses of two vaccines now approved for use and other medical equipment needed to treat those who have contracted COVID-19. That pace of vaccinations is now roughly on track to be met. It would inoculate about 67 million people, some with their initial shot and some with both of their required shots. And some critics say that pace should be a little quicker. Dutch police said Saturday they had arrested the alleged leader of an Asian drug syndicate who's listed as one of the world's most wanted fugitives. It was Tse Chi Lup, a Chinese-born Canadian national, detained Friday in Amsterdam. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.